want you to want me.
This is a bittersweet week for political junkies. The news that Hillary Clinton will most likely concede to Barack Obama means the end of the longest and one of the most entertaining primary seasons in history. So, we've collected some moments that perhaps didn't change the race, but certainly did entertain us along the way.
What should we be looking for in our next president? Certainly someone who is very, very, very old.
Three words. Vice President Oprah.
Not change you can believe in, it's change you can Xerox. And I just don't think. No, but you know, but Barack, it is. Because if you know, if you look.
Folks, I didn't major in math. I majored in miracles, and I still believe in those too.
Cut back, and we'll be back in our pre-September 11 mentality.
Pre-September 11 mentality.
Before September 11.
Before September 11.
A long time before September 11.
Rudy Giuliani, there's only three things he mentioned in a sentence, a noun and a verb and 9/11. I mean, there's nothing else. There's nothing else.
I don't think I'm that bad.
You're likable enough.
Thank Hillary, you so much.
Give me a break. This whole thing is the biggest fairy tale I've ever seen.
Congress crew, Bush, Dove, Playa Cheney, Condoleezza, Rizice, and all the other haters. You know what? Anchorage, Wirebanks, what MC? Gravella helicopter up in his house.
Hello, Democratic candidates. I've been growing concerned that global warming, the single most important issue to the snowmen of this country, is being neglected.
Did you see a UFO?
I did. It was unidentified flying object, okay? It's like, it's unidentified. I saw something. Now.
Senator Clinton tried to spend $1 million on the Woodstock Concert Museum. I'm sure it was a cultural and pharmaceutical event. I was tied up at the time.
While I was working on those streets, watching those folks see their jobs shipped overseas, you were a corporate lawyer sitting on the board of Walmart.
I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in inner city Chicago.
Y'all, there are three people in this debate, not two.
An important policy message from Governor Mike Huckabee.
My plan to secure the border? Two words. Chuck Norris.
I, Stephen Colbert, am officially announcing that I have decided to officially consider whether or not I will announce that I am running for President of the United States.
I'm wondering why there's a cardboard cutout of Mitt Romney behind me. But anyway, as I was saying,
I just want to reiterate for you the top 10 reasons I decided to get out of the race. Number 10, there weren't as many Osmonds as I had thought.
I understand what working folks go through. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but my father was a mill worker.
It's 3 a.m. Something's happening in the world.
I'll rename the 10th month of the year Baroctober.
It's about being able to look your children in the eye. Or in my case, my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, and great-great-great-grandchildren, the youngest of whom are nearing retirement.
Everybody in America wants to know how it's going to end.
Ready?
Chuck Norris approved.
That Political Cheap Trick was produced by NPR's Robert Smith.